Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Workman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Dr. Workman. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And as we talked a few minutes ago, I am also aware of the amount of damage that the wind has produced in a very short period of time. We were warned, but there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way of escaping.
No.
And people are now seeing the damage that was done. I just hope that things are cleared up soon. And schools have been canceled around here.
Yeah, well,
that was very good advice.
You know, we had 30 to 40 mile an hour winds here, and now at the Cape, 90 miles an hour. So it was a subtropical storm with hurricane force winds.
And people who sit during hurricane season and say, well, it's a Cat 1. It's a Cat. After the wind is blowing at a certain number of miles per hour, it's just a problem. It's just all it is. You don't have to metricize it. It's a problem.
No, and you know, and I think one of the things people don't realize is that if you're walking someplace where there is not just a lot of wind, but through a wind tunnel, and in a city you oftentimes have that with, tall buildings in a very small area, you can be blown off your feet. And I have a friend who, on a good day probably weighs 100 pounds, and she told me that she literally had to hold on to a street light, to a pole, in order to sort of catch herself down the sidewalk. She would sort of run from one pole to another because the wind was so strong. So,
yeah.
I mean, and children and old people really are quite vulnerable. Nobody talks about that, but it is something that people should be aware of. Anyway, the thing that I was sort of distressed about, Jill, was, as I wrote to you, talking with a colleague of mine, to a male, he was in his late 60s, about a research study that we were interested in his participating in, because he was somebody who had gained weight on antidepressants, and we thought maybe we could help him lose weight. And when we saw him, it became painfully obvious that even though he had been in this health system for quite a while, that nobody had really talked to him about his weight gain, but indeed beyond that, nobody really had talked to him about the way he was eating. He was, his wife had died several years earlier, lived by himself. Even though he had four adult children, they were doing their adult children stuff, and they really didn't pay much attention to Pop because he didn't live in the area, or if they did, they saw him very rarely. And so he said to us, I go to McDonald's or other fast food restaurants because it's just easier. I don't like to cook. I really don't know what to buy for myself in the supermarket. Sometimes I just sit and eat cookies or candy because I don't feel like eating anything else. He would sometimes go out to a bar over a weekend. That was his only diversion, and drink far too many beers. And he had some other orthopedic problems that made it difficult for him to exercise. But one of the things that was so sad about what he was saying is that he kept saying, before I started taking these medications, I was so fit. I used to go to the gym every day. I used to run. I worked, in an industry which required a lot of physical manual labor. And as if he had this lost self that he couldn't get back, this lost self being a fit, very fit and very healthy. So we said to him, well, who's talked to you about this? Has anybody suggested that you see a dietitian? Has your doctor, your psychiatrist talked to you about what you're eating, what your health is like? No. And he looked puzzled, like, should they have been? Should anybody have been paying any attention to what I'm eating and what my lifestyle is like and, the fact that I am really drinking too much and eating terribly? And I don't think, unhappily, that he is unique. And, in fact, there are studies showing that people who have severe depression, his is being controlled, really have a much greater number of, other medical problems not related to the depression, like cardiovascular problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, than people who do not suffer from a depression. And one wonders, where is their health going? Who's going to be looking out for their health? Because oftentimes, they go to see a psychiatrist, and they get it prescribed, their medication, or what are their side effects, and that is it. Nobody talks to them about their health. And oftentimes, when they go to see, if they do, their primary care physician, it's only when they really are sick, because they may not even, because they're being depressed, et cetera, they may not even go for the kind of annual checkups where you get screened, you know, for things like colon cancer or breast cancer, what have you, just because they don't go. And I'm wondering, you know, who is watching this? Who is thinking about this?
And I wonder, is, you know, I had a situation with someone fairly recently who saw somebody, was instantly given something that is going to have certain side effects that is the last thing this person needs.
Right.
And
right.
It's almost like, well, it's not discussed. And that's the part that I find really... I mean, I felt like a sort of nudgy-naggy mom saying, well, did you mention the blah, blah? Well,
yes.
And I am just, again, a little, do doctors, are they prevented from looking at their patient? Is there some sort of, I don't know, HR rule where you can't look at your patient and say, hey, you know, it looks like you put on a little weight there?
Well, you know, funny you should say that, because my colleague and I arranged, it took a while before we got them together, but arranged to talk about our study at a weekly meeting of the psychologists and psychiatrists who worked at this particular hospital, and we explained that we were interested in, you know, the weight gain, and one of them said, well, you know, we don't weigh our patients, so we don't know whether they're gaining weight again, and somebody else said, we see the patients gaining weight, but we don't say anything to them because we don't want them to be embarrassed about their weight gain. And my colleague, who specializes in metabolic diseases, said, but you know, if they continue to gain weight, they could develop diabetes or sleep apnea or high blood pressure. You know, they may have high cholesterol. You know, they may be dealing with even cancer, certain kinds of cancer. They may be dealing with very serious health issues. If you don't mention it to them because you think they may be embarrassed, you know, they may be forgetting about being embarrassed. They may be sick later on because you're not taking preventive measures. And they just sort of looked and sort of shrugged and okay. In addition to that, Jill, people who are depressed, by and large, you know, if they're living by themselves, you know, just really don't have anybody to say, you know, it's time for your annual, you know, screening of this, that, or something else, or have you had your eyes checked? Maybe you have glaucoma. You know, it's the things that people who don't have to suffer with depression or panic attacks or anxiety or trouble leaving the house because of agoraphobia. You know, for the rest of us, we don't realize how hard it is for somebody to make an appointment, to get there on time, to you know, do all the things that one does to keep one's life, keep one's health at least fairly stable. Because it takes some effort and it takes some knowledge about what to do and how to get a hold of your doctor. You know, we know that if we go to a specialist for X, that we know enough reps to call a specialist for Y if X doesn't take care of us. Many people don't. And there's nobody to sort of say, if you are depressed, okay, we're going to give you over to this person who will manage, help you manage your total health care.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's needed.
So let's decree that and pick this up next week.
Yes, because, you know, because everybody deserves to have good health. It doesn't really matter whether you're depressed or happy or anxious or not. You know,
yeah.
It should be holistic, as you always say, Jill. It shouldn't be compartmentalized. This is you're taking care of your emotions. This is taking care of your angles. You know, it should be all at one. Well, let's hope we do some good.
Decree. Thank you very much, Dr.
Right.
Judy Wertman.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Food for mood.
Of course, Judy Wertman can be heard right here on Robin Hood Radio on a Thursday morning at about 8:35, and also rebroadcast on the weekends.